Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Hello, everyone. It's Charmaine Hammond with yet another episode of Radio. You know, it's just amazing how you meet people and how they come across your paths in some way. Tonight's guest, who is Beth Stultz, who is with the Pet Sitters International. I'm a big fan of that organization. I actually got to attend a conference a couple of years ago, and the education was such high quality, and one of my favorite parts of that conference was at the very end they had a panel discussion of about six different pet sitter businesses, and they all shared their learnings, their business strategies, and their successes. And I thought this was a wonderful way to educate pet sitters that have been in the business for a while and those that were just starting out, to be able to help them transform their business and take it to new levels. Then later on I met with our guest Beth again through the Women in Pet Industry Network. You've heard me interview a few of the members from that organization, and you know that I'm a big fan of WIPIN, the Women in Pet Industry Network. Now, Pet Sitters, PSI is the acronym, is the world's largest educational association for professional pet sitters, representing, you'll never believe these numbers, more than 7,000 independent professional pet sitting businesses in the United States, Canada, and abroad. You can find them on the web at petsit.com. Now, our guest today, Beth, is the Marketing and Communication Manager for Pet Sitters International. She is also the national spokesperson for PSI's Take Your Dog to Work Day, an international annual event that celebrates the great companions dogs make and promotes pet adoption at the same time. Beth has worked in the pet industry now for about 8 years. Welcome to the show, Beth.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm really excited to have you here. I'm a big fan of Pet Sitters International and love that you bring the members together every year for educational opportunities. But you also, through Pet Sitters International, do a number of other educational programs. So maybe, Beth, we could start off by talking about what got you involved in the pet world to start with, and then we'll talk a little bit about Pet Sitters International.
Time in my life where there wasn't a pet or two or three or six or seven in the home. And so after college, I actually came right to Pet Sitters International. It was just the perfect fit to work in a marketing and communications field, but in an industry that I just really loved. And so I met Patty Moran, who is the president of Pet Sitters International, and I was just immediately impressed by her love of pets, but also her desire to help pet lovers start their careers and have their own businesses in the pet care industry. Mm. And so I was able to start working at PSI, and I've never looked back. I've been here, it'll actually be 10 years in 2014.
Wow, congratulations. That's awesome. I so enjoy the stories of what drew people to working in the pet world, and I've always said that pets really connect people, and we see a lot of longevity in the pet industry world, where people start with a business and they just stay there. I don't know if it's the environment, the animals, or all of the above. Now, tell us a little bit more about Pet Sitters International. The organization offers so many benefits to members, but I think also benefits to the people, the pet families, that the pet sitters provide service to.
Exactly. PSI's mission is pet sitting excellence through education. And we take that very seriously. And we want to educate both pet sitters and pet owners. And so for pet owners on our website, we provide just a plethora of resources to help pet owners make an educated decision about the pet care options they choose. We have an online locator that's free of charge for pet owners to use. to find pet sitters in their areas. We also offer a free pet sitter interview checklist that directs them in questions to ask if they're looking for a professional pet sitter.
Got it.
And then for those who want to start a pet sitting business, as you mentioned, we have just tons of benefits and resources to help them start and grow their own pet care service.
Love that. So there's lots of support for people that are just coming into the pet sitting world.
Exactly. You know, we always say, it's really one of my favorite things on the confirmation email when people first join PSI, we say, welcome to the PSI family, because it really is more than just an association. There's such a strong sense of community and such great networking opportunities for PSI members. And, you know, as a professional pet sitter, you know, you're working with pets, you know, all day, which is a wonderful career, but it can also be a little lonely.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in an office environment. You're not working alongside others on many occasions. And so our members can really, you know, connect with one another online, through our member magazine, our member emails, and they really form those bonds, and they're able to say, you know, hey, I'm having this situation in my business. Has anyone else experienced that? Or they'll call the PSI staff and say, you know, I've had this situation with a client. How should I handle it? Or, you know, have you had this experience before? And so it's just really is you get that outlet to ask questions and know that you're not in the business by yourself.
That's such an important element, you know, Beth. I do a lot of work with entrepreneurs as a speaker, trainer, and consultant, and I hear from a lot of entrepreneurs in all different kind of fields that it can be lonely out there. And, of course, when people are starting their own business, they often don't know what they don't know. When I remember being there, we've had our business 17 years now, but when we first started, my goodness, there was a lot to learn, and there's still a lot to learn. So having an organization, an association of professionals that are in the same business with you, for example, in Pet Sitters International, they're all in the same business of pet sitting, and being able to share those ideas, the different trials and tribulations and successes and the learning curves, I think is such a valuable resource, not only to new members, but also to members that are seasoned, that have been in the industry for a while.
Exactly. As their business changes, they have, you know, new challenges, new joys, but also new struggles. And, you know, we're able to help them through every step of the business. And if, you know, a member has been in business for a year or 2 or 5 years, there's another member who's been in business for 7 and can address, you know, have been through all the experiences they're going through at that time.
Really, and shortcut that learning, I guess.
Exactly. And then as you said, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And what we find with many of our new pet sitters is that they love pets. A lot of them are just looking to get out of the corporate rat race, or they're looking for a second career. And they think, I love pets. This is my dream job, you know, professional pet sitting. This is what I was meant to do. But then, you know, it's a business. And so there's a whole business aspect that, you know, you can love pets, but you have to be prepared for operating and running your own business as well. And that's where we're really able to help.
Well, that's great, because one of the things I hear from entrepreneurs all the time, and it doesn't matter if they've just started out or if they've been at it 20 years, they all say one of the challenges of being in business is wearing the many hats that you wear. So, of course, you go into a business because you love animals, but now you've got to learn about human resources and accounting and marketing and social media and how to build powerful relationships and how to get in investors or banking support. And that often takes precedence over the part that we love to do, which is working with the animals. So we really have to build that strong team. And that was one of the qualities I really noticed about the conference, Beth, when I was there, that there was so many professionals in that room that had come from another place in their earlier life. So, for example, you were saying that some people leave the corporate world. So the wealth of experience that was in that room was unbelievable.
That's what, you know, always impresses me about the PSI pet sitters, not only their wealth of experience, but their willingness to share it.
Yeah.
You would just be amazed. In some industries, and it can be in any industry, it can be a lot of competitiveness, but especially, I think I'm partial, but I always say, pet people are the nicest people, and we really see that in our pet sitters.
Yes.
They love to share information. They love to see others succeed because they know how fulfilling their professional pet sitting career has been, and they want others to, you know, experience that same thing.
Yes. Now, we're coming up to the season right now where I suspect pet sitters get awfully busy. People are traveling with the holidays, or in Canada, we're all escaping to the sunny south to get out of the snow. What are what are some things that pet parents, pet families should look for when they're researching a pet sitter to come and take care of their pet?
Great question. You know, what we found, even though professional pet sitting has really been growing exponentially over the last couple of decades, a lot of pet parents are still not exactly sure what a professional pet sitter offers. Some of them say, you know, what's the harm in me relying on the neighborhood teenager to walk the dog or just getting a family or friend? And that's what we really like to step in and educate pet owners. While you may have friends or family who are certainly willing to help you out, a lot of times they don't have the specialized training to recognize things that could occur while you're away.
Right.
And so we always tell pet owners that, you know, you want to spend a little time. I know a lot of people want to make some last-minute trips, weekend trips, or as we head into the holidays, they want to, schedule a quick trip. But you do want to spend a little time to make sure you choose the right pet sitter.
Mm-hmm.
Just as some people are, dog people or cat people, specific pet sitters may specialize in exotics or large dogs. So you want to investigate to find the right one. But we always tell pet owners to ask 5 main questions when they're looking for any potential professional pet sitter.
Okay.
The first thing you want to say is the pet sitter insured and bonded. Pet sitters have access to special pet sitter liability insurance, which covers your pet, but also the property in your home. And I just have to tell you, we have heard so many stories about friends and family, and this is why we caution against that. We've heard stories from people who've let a best friend care for their dog, and then something happens in the house. We had a story where the hose on a washing machine came loose while a pet owner was gone. Destroyed the first floor of the house. Of course, the friend doesn't have the money to cover that. They're not insured. They're not a professional.
Right.
And friendships can be broken over this kind of thing. So pet owners, when they're using a professional, if they're insured and bonded, they know they're protected in those types of instances. Also, as the industry grows, you want to always ask, can the pet sitter provide proof of clear criminal history? That goes for any service provider you allow into your home, especially if you're giving someone access to your pets. Also, any professional pet sitter you use should offer client references, and you take time to call and check those references. Another really important item is, will the pet sitter be using a service contract? And we tell our pet sitters this all the time. You need to make sure they have a service contract in place. This is going to detail the services they're going to offer, the times they'll come and visit, what the price will be. That way, both the pet owner and pet sitter have the same expectations.
Yes, all the details are covered.
Exactly, so that nothing is missed. And then also, you want to make sure that the pet sitter is taking advantage of educational opportunities. Are they trained in pet first aid? Are they a certified professional pet sitter? Also, if your pet has any type of special medical need, does the pet sitter have experience with that type of pet?
Wonderful. These questions are great. And, a lot of times I think people just go by, it feels like a good fit. they meet a professional and it just seems to be a good fit, or they seem to hit it off. And then people avoid the questions that you've just talked about, Beth. But these are questions that can really help a relationship stay alive. They're questions that can make sure your house is protected, your animal is well cared for. And I think from the pet sitter perspective, I imagine it's reassuring to the professional to have a contract in place that spells out all the details so that they know that they can provide the best service possible, meet all the expectations, and have that client become a return client for them.
Exactly. And that's why PSI always recommends that pet owners schedule an initial consultation with any pet sitter they're considering using. And that feeling that you mentioned, that is important. It certainly shouldn't be the only thing that you rely on. But by meeting the pet sitter in person in your home prior to booking their services, the pet sitter is able to come in and meet the pets, meet the owners, and make sure it's a good fit. And we always tell pet sitters, too, it's a two-way street. It gives the pet owner a chance to make sure they feel comfortable with the pet sitter. But sometimes pet sitters come into the home and they say, I don't think this is the best fit for me. Let me refer you to someone else who I think may be a better fit.
Yep. And, you know, one of the things, we had the chance to have pet sitters come in with our very first dog that we had, Dukes, who was a white German Shepherd. And he was kind of an interesting dog, liked to be on his own quite a bit. And as he aged, he tended to not eat when he would go to the kennel. We'd go away for a weekend, for example, and he'd get a little nervous, and he wouldn't eat. And we found that when he was in his own environment, as he got older, it just seemed to provide him that stability. He continued to eat while we were gone. I think he looked forward to the change of pace that somebody new was coming in to be with him. And it was a really great experience for us.
And that's what we tell pet owners. For some pets, boarding facilities or kennels may be a good fit. But for many pets, they are just more comfortable in their environment. And that's why professional pet sitters are so important, because they're able to offer that service.
Well, I imagine part of the training they get is how to help that pet stay active while the pet family is gone, or what to do if the pet is not wanting to eat or is seeming nervous. So they are coming to this job with specialized training that can help manage and avert some of the challenges that might happen when a pet family is away and the animal is still in the house.
Exactly. They are trained in that, and that's really what sets professional pet sitters apart. You know, and the other interesting thing about pet sitters, specifically for clients who use them for daily dog walks or use them frequently, pet sitters often spend more time with the pets than any other pet care professional. And so we've heard so many stories of pet sitters who, because they have such frequent contact with the pet and also that specialized training, have been able to go to pet owners and say, you know, when I was over for the visit today, I noticed a few things and something just didn't seem right. And we've had pet owners who are able to get their pet to a vet and identify, you know, potentially life-threatening problems early on just because of the quick eye of the pet sitter, but because they're trained and are observant to those types of daily changes in the pets they care for.
Wow. I remember a story about that, actually, when I was at the conference, and there was a group of folks having coffee around the table, and they were sharing some of the powerful learnings that they had had. And there was a pet sitter there that shared a similar story, Beth, where something just was off with the dog, and it was even hard to put into words, she said, but something just was not right, and her gut was saying, take the dog to the vet, just go get the dog checked out. And the family did. And apparently, I think the dog had had a stroke. And so because she was in the home every day coming over to walk the dog, I think at lunchtime, she had seen this just a slight change, but it was enough for her to be concerned. And they were able to, you know, get the dog back healthy. And had she not have mentioned that, you know, there may not have been another reason in the short term that the family noticed something different and needed to get the dog to the vet.
Exactly, and we hear stories like that all of the time, and that's why, you know, our pet sitters, they will provide daily notes to clients, give updates, and they really work in partnership with the clients. Of course, they're not veterinary professionals, mm-hmm. although some registered vet techs are our pet sitters as well, but they have training, and they're able to detect these small changes, as I mentioned, and that's why they're really so vital to pet owners.
Wonderful, wonderful. I love what you're talking about in terms of education for pet sitters and for pet owners. 5 questions that we should be asking when we are bringing in a professional to help us take care of our fur babies when we go on holidays or vacation, and also the support that's available for new pet sitters in the industry, but also the pet sitters that have been around for a long time, it's still an opportunity for them to learn more. Can you just tell us a little bit about Take Your Dog to Work Day?
Oh, certainly. PSI created Take Your Dog to Work Day in 1999. We were looking for a way to give back to the pet community from which our members earn their living. And so we thought this would be a really fun way to address the not positive issue of pet overpopulation and euthanization. And so each year on the Friday following Father's Day, we encourage businesses around the globe to open their doors to employees' pets for one fun summer Friday to really celebrate the great companions that dogs make, but to also promote their adoptions from local shelters and rescue groups.
I love that. I bet that's a really popular day in the workplace.
Very, very popular. And this coming in 2014, it's actually the 16th annual event, and it'll be on Friday, June 20th. And also the week leading up to Take Your Dog to Work Day is Take Your Pet to Work Week, because we had so many businesses that have contacted us over the last several years to say, you know, maybe my business is closed on Friday, but I still want to support this effort. Or we have employees with cats, geckos, and mice who want to participate, and they want to be inclusive. So we certainly want to celebrate all pets. But we do. We have so many businesses that participate year after year. The employees have a great time. Companies really find some really unique ways to celebrate it and make it a fun day while the pets are in the workplace. And also a lot of these businesses are doing a really great job raising money for their local shelters, bringing awareness to local adoptable pets. So it's just really a fun event for all involved.
I think that's just a great team-building exercise. I do a lot of work with companies in the area of team-building and helping them create an inspired, resilient workplace. And I know firsthand when Toby used to come into the workplace with us, and now with Toby Jr. in our life, when our dog comes with us into workplaces, the environment changes. So I can, for the positive, people become inspired. There's more communication that happens. So I can't imagine an office building that has geckos and cats and birds and dogs. All that animal energy must be incredibly inspiring for the team that day.
Well, you know, these studies have shown that pets in the workplace improve creativity, they make coworkers get along better, and the stories that we hear from participants every year really back this up. What I think we hear most often, a lot of businesses who have never participated before are a little hesitant. They're not sure, you know, how the event's going to go. But once they participate, we hear from them and they say, you know, we just, A, couldn't believe how stress-free the day was. But also, it really gets coworkers engaged and interacting with one another. And so, like, you know, hey, I didn't know you were a German Shepherd guy. And, you know, they strike up a conversation. But we always hear people say, you know, my coworkers on the, you know, the other floor, I never speak to them, but, you know, Take Your Dog to Work Day, they were walking through to, you know, bring their dog by and, you know, struck up a conversation. So pets really act as a social lubricant almost, you know, they get
Absolutely.
People talking and interacting. So it's just, we always hear so many great stories.
Well, I love that. And June 20th is the day this year, folks, for Take Your Dog to Work Day. We've been talking to Beth with Pet Sitters International. The website for Pet Sitters International is petsit.com. And, of course, go on the website, check them out, follow them on social media. Great resource for all of you out there listening that are moving into the world of pet sitting. And, of course, for all of you that have been doing this for a while, we appreciate the work that you're providing for our furry family members. And, Beth, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It was great to talk with you about Pet Sitters International and the wonderful things that you're doing in the world to make it a better place for people and for animals. Every day at Team Toby's office is Take Your Dog to Work Day. I'm blessed to have the opportunity to have Toby by my side. When I'm at work, he comes to work with me, entertains me. He's sitting here right now at my feet wanting me to play and get off the radio. But I'll tell you, having animals around is just incredible, de-stressing, and lots of fun, lots of fun. Can you believe we are almost at the end of 2013? Where did the year go? What were some of your highlights? What were some of your wins and successes, some of the great moments that you were able to create? We have a big list of great moments, and one of them was certainly bringing Toby Jr., who's working really hard here to get my attention. He's always with me on the radio show. But adopting him into our family was just such a great opportunity for us. We were so ready for a new family member, and this little guy, all 92 pounds of him, is just love on four legs, lots of energy, and just constantly entertains us. I mean, right now he's found a dust bunny or something to distract him from what he was doing 2 minutes ago. But isn't that the great thing about animals, is that they just live in the moment? One of the other really interesting learnings for us, more on a personal side than a professional side, is my husband, about 1 month after Toby joined our family, he started noticing how vivid Toby was with his nonverbal communication, much more than our other dogs. And Toby, the best example is when Toby has a toy, a stuffed animal,
his Frisbee or his Kong, and he really wants one of us to play with him or throw it to him. What he does instead of barking and creating all kinds of commotion is that he makes sure he catches your eyes, and then he looks at your eyes and then shifts his eyes down to the floor to look at his toy. Then looks back at the person, looks back at the floor, looks back at the person, all the while, no barking, just silent. So we've now started to communicate with him that way. This is so fun. So this morning, for example, we're enjoying our cup of coffee, and I saw Toby's toy on the floor. So I looked at Toby, looked at his Kong, looked at Toby, looked at his Kong, looked at him again, looked at his Kong. Over he comes, picks up his Kong, and puts it in my lap. And it really caught me thinking how we can communicate not only with animals, but with people in so many different ways, and how important our nonverbal communication is. For many years, I was a corporate mediator, so was working in the arena of helping people in the workplace resolve some pretty tough issues, conflicts that were causing them a lot of stress. And I feel pretty comfortable saying about 90% of the communication that really created challenges for people was not so much the words that they used, but more so how they used the words. So their tone of voice, their body language, how they stood or sat, how they shifted when someone would say something. And it really, when I was watching Toby this morning, I thought how important it is for us to be aware of our nonverbals, because we are communicating all the time. Another great lesson from our precious Toby Jr. So as you start to wind down 2013 and welcome in the new year, what were your wins? What were your learnings? What were your ahas? What are the moments that you're going to take forward with you proudly into the new year? As we wind down, this is our last show for 2013. I'm really looking forward to 2014 and being with you. Thank you all for being loyal followers and listeners of the OriginalTeamToby.com website and for Positive Radio. There's Toby barking a big hello in the background. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Team Toby, T-O-B-Y, Team Toby, and the number 2. On Facebook, our handle is The Original Team Toby. And, of course, that's the website, too, Team Toby, TheOriginalTeamToby.com. Looking forward to spending 2014 with you and staying in touch until next time. Actually, until next year. Let's all be kind to one another.